For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Good Thursday morning to you. I'm getting a kick out of saying all the mornings. God bless your Thursday morning. I hope it's going well. And I hope you're loving these teachings. What a book, the book of James. Man, what a Bible, the Bible, huh? But we've gone over so much in the book of James. And we mentioned about Elijah yesterday. How awesome. He got alone with God. And he prayed 7 times, didn't he, brothers and sisters? And you may be out there today and thinking, gosh, really? I thought, you know, after the 3rd time, nothing happened. It wasn't meant to be. You know what? At the sound of my voice, if you're getting kind of stirred, like, I wonder if I should pray for that again, go to God and ask. Elijah prayed 7 times for rain. He kept going back, bowing his face, going back, bowing his face. Something was stirring in him. There's going to be rain. Not a cloud was in the sky, 6 times. You may have a stirring right now at the sound of my voice, and you keep thinking, well, I don't see anything yet. Well, we walk by faith, not by sight, don't we? And so you may be thinking, I thought I heard from God on that. Go back. Do it again. Pray again. Be persistent. Elijah was persistent. Well, 4 things we're talking about prayer. To make sure when you're praying. Man, I love that, James 5:16. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful, full of power, and effective. Effective is a Greek word. It's a Holy Ghost word. Energeo, it means Holy Spirit empowered. The reason that is so awesome is if you're sensing to pray for something, and it's coming from heaven, downloading to you, the Holy Spirit within you will empower you to pray that thing through. That's a clue. God wants to get something accomplished. And he's stirring you to pray it on through. I love all that. That's why James is the prayer of a righteous man. Someone who knows God. Someone who's in tune. That man's prayers is powerful, full of power, and effective. It will effect what it's being sent out to pray. Elijah couldn't give up. He just knew, I got to keep up with this thing. And sure enough, his bowing that knee 7 times brought in rain, didn't it? God was using him. Pray it in. How about you today, my brothers and sisters? You feeling stirred? Don't stop. Be persistent. Well, 4 things in prayer. And then tomorrow I want to talk to you about if you know someone who's backslidden, how to pray that brother or sister in, or maybe it'll be you. James will address that in James chapter 5. But we see, you know, James 4:2, we've gone through these. But 1, ask. You don't have because you haven't asked. Maybe you got a little shy with asking. Go again. Say, God, I just sense them to have. This is what you want me to ask for and what I'm to have. You do not have because you do not ask. 1, ask. 2, make sure your motive's right. You say, well, Anna, how do I know? Between you and God, go after it. Ask God. Get real with God. He'll get real back. God, is my motive pure on this? Am I asking amiss? I don't know. You be real with God. He'll let you know. When you get a green light, you'll have a freedom. It's a peace. Wisdom from above is first pure, and then it's peaceable. You'll have a peace. So you're going to ask. You're going to have the right motive. Make sure your life is clean. What that means is you can't hide iniquity in your heart and start to pray. Isaiah 59, verse 2, your iniquities have separated you from God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he won't hear. You can't be, you know, going and having a back life of sinning and then go to pray. So if you need to repent, repent. So you're asking, clearing your motive, making sure life is clean as far as you know, and then asking faith. That means expect an answer. You're going to God who said to pray. You know, remember James 1:6, when he asked, he's got to believe and not doubt. And you say, I don't want to doubt. Well, look, you're doing your best. You feel like God stirred you to ask. That's in faith. You do what you know to do. God does the rest. Believe, though, my brothers and sisters, that he wants to answer prayer. You trust him and believe. Well, tomorrow we'll finish this out with James 5. I hope you're going to my website to register for the daytime retreat, October 25th. All women, got a lot already registering from throughout the Southeast. It's going to be a blast. Thank you for listening to A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.